What a great start to the program. That was Jalecia, is that right? Played by Joan Kimball and Bob Wimkin, co-artistic directors of P4O, the Renaissance Band. Joan was playing the bagpipes and Bob was playing the tambourine. Tell us about that piece.
That was a 15th century dance called a ballo, and it was one that was actually danced to in the courts. And we've taken it as one of our signature pieces. And if you come to the concert, you will hear us processing up the aisles with that song.
Wonderful. And it's important to note that we are streaming live on Facebook right now. And so you can see all these wonderful instruments that will be played in the next half hour. So why don't we meet the Newbury Consort? How did the Newbury Consort and P4O come to be first? Bob.
We have known the directors of the Newbury Consort, Ellen Hargis and David Douglas, for many years. In fact, first collaborated with them in a program in 2002. And so we decided that in our anniversary year, this being the 35th anniversary of P4O's concert series, that we wanted to bring them to town and collaborate. And they had this program that they've been performing in a year in which they're focusing on Renaissance women and their patronage of the arts and importance in the arts and in music. And consequently, we decided that this would be a great show for Philadelphia, inserted P4O into their program, and the results will be heard this weekend.
That's great. Now, the whole concert is celebrating Isabella d'Este. Joan, you were telling... Tell us a little bit about her and why she's so significant.
She was a remarkable woman, and I think she justly deserves the label, the First Lady of the Renaissance. She was born into a noble family in the court of Ferrara, the d'Este court in Ferrara, and she was married and betrothed at the age of six to Federico Gonzaga in Mantua, moved there and married him. And she was a huge patron of the arts. She was a musician herself, and she encouraged a number of composers who worked at her court. They composed songs, one of which she sang, and you will hear in the program this weekend. She also was a gardener. She was a fashion designer. She was a politician. And when her husband was away in the wars, which went on during most of her lifetime, the Italian wars with France and the papacy and everybody else in that part of the world, she actually ruled her kingdom there in Mantua very successfully. So we really credit her with an amazing skills in all sorts of areas.
Amazing. She was a true Renaissance woman.
Absolutely.
So before we get to the next piece of music, let's meet the musicians of the Newbury Consort. If just please say your name and your instrument.
Hello, I'm Tim McDonald, playing the soprano violin.
Hi, I'm Brandon Aker, playing the lute and Renaissance guitar with the group in the concerts. But today, I'm using a classical guitar because actually my lute sort of exploded.
Exploded?
2 days ago, yeah. I heard a pop, and I opened my case to find the bridge had flown off. So luckily this morning, our host said, hey, do you need a guitar? And I said, okay. So I tuned it like a lute. And so this morning we're using this, but for the concerts we'll have lutes.
Amazing. Okay.
My name is Brandy Barry Benson. I'll be playing viola on this program.
My name is Allison Selby Cook, and I'm also playing viola. At this time, our instruments are considered tenor violins in this group that is the violin band, and I will also be singing.
And I'm Jeremy Ward, and I'm playing the bass violin and also have some singing roles as well.
And you have an artistic director who couldn't make it today.
Yes. David Douglas and Ellen Hargis, who are the co-directors for Newbury Consort, they are delayed in coming. I think there was a weather problem with the flights and everything. So.
But they'll be joining you on
yes,
this weekend.
Yes, they will be
okay.
Here this weekend.
All right, so we're about to get to more music. Bob, what will we hear first?
Well, the next piece you'll hear is entitled In Te Domine Speravi from one of the Psalms. In you, Lord, do we put our trust. It's composed by one of the great early Renaissance composers, Josquin des Prez, a Flemish composer who spent most of his life working in Italy and, in fact, probably knew Isabella d'Este because he worked in Ferrara. And yet this piece comes to us without text from a Spanish manuscript, so we'll be playing it instrumentally. And this is characteristic of what the wind players and string players did at the time.
Okay, and we're going right from that piece into a piece with voice. Allison.
Yes. So from the sacred to the secular, Son Infermo is an example of the Italian frottole, which is an important Renaissance song form exactly at this time. And it has a refrain and verse format that allowed for improvisation. And so I'm going to give you a quick translation. You're going to hear the refrain is, I am ill, I've relapsed, I cannot be healed, and there's no medicine to be found. Who can help me? And there's a line in the verse that I really like, the relapse hurts more than the first fall.
Oh.
I sort of love that. And I do want to point out, on the program this weekend, we have beautiful projections that accompany all of the music and all of the performers that Sean Keener did. So you get to see actual pictures of the tapestries and the paintings that Isabella d'Este saw in her ducal palace. And we also have super titles, so you will never miss a word to understand exactly what's being sung.
Wonderful. You're listening to WRTI live from the Performance Studio, musicians of Pifero, the Renaissance Band, and the Newbery Consort.
Thank you.
That was beautiful. You are listening to WRTI live from the performance studio, musicians of the Newbery Consort and Pifro, the Renaissance Band. You're listening to music that would have been played at the court of Isabella d'Este in the early 1500s. Wow. So, Jeremy, tell us a little bit about the Newbery Consort.
Sure. Well, it's been around a long time in Chicago, not quite as long as Pifro, but just a couple years behind, and it's Chicago's premier early music ensemble, and it just brings in, we do a lot of different programs, bringing in a lot of different musicians that specialize in that exact slice of time period and place, and just makes it a really rich concert experience.
Now, this is a violin band, is that right?
That's correct.
So yeah. What is a violin band?
So a violin band is a group of instruments that all come from the violin family of instruments. A lot of us know the violin and cello in modern circles and the viola as well, but in the 16th century, there developed this consort of instruments that got gradually larger. And they blend well together and just have a really nice drive for dance music as well as for more lyrical things.
Their role was to play in dances and...
Yes, the violin was specifically a dance instrument in its devising, but it later became used for beautiful songs like Son Enfermo.
Right. Yeah. So would you introduce the next number we'll hear?
Sure. This is a very comic song that has a lot of double entendres in it. It's called Pan de Milho, which translates as millet bread. And it's basically from the perspective of a vendor of millet bread who's trying to sell his wares specifically to the ladies, and he just keeps saying the word caldo. You'll hear that a lot, which means hot. So you can take that to mean what you will.
So you will be playing and singing?
Yes.
Okay. You're listening to WRTI live from the Performance Studio. We are also streaming live on Facebook. I would encourage you to get near to a computer or on your phone because there's some wonderful visuals with these very interesting instruments.
Pan de miglio caldo, caldo, donne mie, a chi ne vuole? Pan de miglio caldo, caldo, donne mie, a chi ne vuole? Le man presto alle guarnone, su, che quelle.
esto es caldo, mantenme yo caldo, caldo, donde me aquí de volé. Por eso donde comprarte del mio pan caldo de meglio, basta yo te enamorarte fresque belle come un zilio, mi baracco.
That was the violin band of the Newbery Consort playing Pan d'Amelio. That was great. So this concert that you're doing on Sunday will combine forces with the violin band of the Newbery Consort and all of the instruments of Pífaro, the Renaissance band. So Bob, where do you find this music? Do you find music that is written just for the instruments that you have available, or do you have to kind of do some reorchestration?
Excellent question, Susan. And if we had about a week, I could answer that completely. none of the music of this period specifies any particular instrumentation. About the only thing that does are lute manuscripts that provide music for a lute player, and it's written in a particular language, we call it lute tablature, that helps the lutenist play the music. Otherwise, the music just exists as a piece of music. No markings, no nothing. And so it's part of our job to orchestrate it, to decide what's the color of this music, what do we want it to sound like, how do we phrase it, where do we play loudly, where do we play softly. It's almost always vocal music. And we are always, as instrumentalists, thinking, how would a voice phrase this music? Early music is all vocal music, or vocally inspired, or vocally induced. And consequently, we govern all how we play, how we interpret a piece of music based on how a singer might sing it.
Wow. So when you hear, if you go to another concert of another group, early music group, they may be interpreting the same piece that you play in an entirely different way.
Entirely differently, right. They might take a different tempo. They might just use different instrumentation. They might phrase differently. That's right.
Well, the idea that you said the lute music does have specific markings. So Brandon is playing a guitar instead of a lute. Is that difficult to make that transition at all, Brandon?
Well, because I tuned it like a lute, I can still put...
I can hold it.
Thanks. Well, I tuned it just like a lute because the lute tablature is basically coordinates. It says use this string and this fret. And so because I have it oriented in a similar way, I can manage.
That's so very interesting. Okay, so Bob, what are we about to hear?
Well, we're going to play a couple of dances now. And Jeremy alluded to the fact that the violin was a dance band instrument. In fact, early on, in its early 15th, early 16th century, it was basically an itinerant dance band instrument and not an indoor instrument. However, it was Isabella d'Este who was instrumental in putting together a violin band in Ferrara in Mantua and Ferrara for the first time in the early 16th century. And the history of that violin band is as a dance band group. And so you will hear them playing, and you can see exactly why they excelled so much in that particular vein. Wind players, however, from the 12th, 13th, 14th century on, were the professional wind players, for professional musicians of the day. And consequently, the late 15th, 16th century is an era of the two coming together, and the violins ascending to where the wind players were professionally and in societal circles until at the end of the century, and in the 17th century, the violins have really exceeded the winds and become the basis of the modern orchestra.
So for these next two numbers,
yeah, okay,
they'll be playing violins, the violin band, and you and Joan will be playing what?
Well, they'll be playing La Roca El Fuso, and we don't really know what that means, but it's a galliard, La Roca El Fuso, by themselves. And then Joan will interrupt that in La Lavandara, another galliard, with the bagpipe. I'll be playing tambourine. But this weekend, there will be a whole coterie of wind players to join the strings in the dances.
Great. You're listening to WRTI live from the Performance Studio, musicians from Pifero, the Renaissance Band, and the Newbery Consort. Wow, what fun. You all are giving us an increased appreciation of not only the spirit and beauty of this early music, but the creativity and the way it's, you interpret it today in a whole new way. It's really wonderful. So the anniversary concert, or this is your anniversary season, the 35th anniversary season for Pifero, the Renaissance Band. And the other instruments that are, will be at concerts this weekend are what?
There are a whole group of reed instruments, double reed instruments, predecessors of the modern oboe family and modern bassoon family, as well as trombones, early trombones, which the Italians always called the trombones or trombone in Italy when Isabella d'Este was hearing them in the 15th, early 16th century. There will be a whole consort of recorders, which was a very popular instrument in the medieval Renaissance period. Percussion, more lutes, a cittern. Yeah, I think that's probably it.
Well,
oh, and there will be crumb horns for the crumb horn aficionados out there.
Okay, well, this is also giving us an appreciation of this woman, Isabella d'Este, was a remarkable force in early music and to whom we owe a lot, I guess, today.
That's absolutely right. The force of her musical support in Italy at the time was instrumental for the composition, performance, instrument making, the whole world of music at the in Italy, which expanded into the European continent.
So a reminder that this concert celebrating music, the court of Isabella d'Este, takes place this weekend, Friday, at 7:30 p.m. at the Philadelphia Episcopal Cathedral, Saturday at 7:30 at the Presbyterian Church of Chestnut Hill, and Sunday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon at Christ Church Christiana 100 in Greenville, Delaware. So what will you send us out today with, Joan?
We have a piece called Lirum Billy Lirum, Lirum Lirum. And what's interesting about this piece, especially for me as a bagpipe player, is that those words, lirum billy lirum, are supposed to imitate the sound of a bagpipe. And the first words of this song are, in English, are, ah, the bagpipe sounds. And then it goes on, it's a love song, and we were trying to figure out exactly what the angle of this lover was with his mistress here. But anyway, I think what's most special about this particular song is the fact that it actually tries to be a bagpipe in a vocal form. And I will actually be playing part of it on bagpipe.
Cool. And Bob, what are you playing?
This is a fascinating instrument, and fascinating to some of us who play these instruments, I guess. It's called a duxen. We knew about the duxen from all sorts of textual sources, even from iconographic sources, but none had survived until in the early 90s, 1990s, that is, the Mary Rose, the flagship of Henry VIII's fleet, which sank off the coast of England at some point, was excavated. And in that excavation was discovered this instrument. Well, not this instrument, but the original after which this was copied.
Right. It's a beautiful, long, wooden
right,
something.
Right, right. And this is the bass size of the instrument. It's a double reed instrument, but it's very much different from a shawm or from the early bassoon.
Okay. Well, you're listening to WRTI live from the performance studio. Pifero and the Newbery Consort playing music that would have been heard in the court of Isabella d'Este.
Thank you.
Bravo. That was wonderful. Thank you so much, musicians of the Newbury Concert and Pifero, the Renaissance Band, for coming in and previewing your concert this weekend. You can find more information on our website, wrti.org. I hope you have a great weekend in Philadelphia for those Chicago people in the group, and hope to see you all again soon.